My dear brother bishops, my dear brother priests and deacons, fellow religious, beloved seminarians, sisters and brothers in Christ, in a special way the families of those to be ordained priests and the ordinands themselves. St. John Vianney, who is the patron of all priests, once said this about the priesthood. Were we to realize what a priest is on earth, we would die, not of fright, but of love. Now, those are very, very beautiful and strong words about the dignity of the ordained priesthood. And I imagine today, as in the past, that always leads to a danger, the danger of exaggeration, which can lead to clericalism. A situation when the church, the members of the church, perceive ordination as more important than baptism, which it isn't. The foundational sacrament of our life in Christ, equally received by all of us, is the sacrament of baptism, when we begin to share in the very life of God. The Church understands this, and in the preface, which we have as part of our Mass today, we hear these words about baptism and about the priesthood. This is what the Church celebrates. For by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you made your only begotten Son high priest of the new and eternal covenant. And by your wondrous design, we're pleased to decree that his one priesthood should continue in the Church. For Christ not only adorns with a royal priesthood the people he has made his own through baptism, all of us here are priests in that sense, but with a brother's kindness, he also chooses men to become sharers in his sacred ministry through the laying on of hands. So all of us are priests. Some of us who are priests are chosen for the ordained priesthood. So our priesthood, our common priesthood, flows from our baptism, when all of us are made prophets and kings and priests. But the vocation of a priest is unique and flows beautifully from our baptism. All of us in the church are co-responsible for evangelizing, for preaching the gospel, and for the life of the church. But some of us are chosen by Christ himself with a brotherly love to serve the rest of us as good shepherds, as servants of the church. Those are my words directed at all of you. I address the rest of my words today to the young men who are about to be ordained priests. My dear brothers, as you approach your ordination to the priesthood today, there is probably more danger of you dying from fear rather than from love. You know? St. John Vianney's right, but not for you today. And that's not a bad thing, because we're told by the Church that fear of the Lord is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which means to take very seriously in the core of who you are what is happening today in the presence of our Creator, the Lord God. As you enter uniquely into the priesthood of Jesus, there is one virtue I would like to commend to you as you assume your dignity and vocation as a priest today. And I ask you to consider this so that you won't ever exaggerate yourselves, but will become true icons of Jesus the Good Shepherd. And that virtue is a virtue of docility. The virtue of docility, what does it mean to be docile? I read a definition which I thought was beautiful and true. Docility is a kind of humility, of an unselfish heart, ready to be taught by God. Docility is a kind of humility of an unselfish heart, ready and anxious to be taught by God. A priest does not take the place of Jesus Christ any more than the church takes the place of Jesus Christ. As we celebrated the Feast of the Ascension, we heard these words about Jesus, not about his priests. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. He is the Lord, head over all things. So Jesus' ascension to the Father was done so that he could return to us through his Holy Spirit. The risen Christ is present in his church and in our world today. Those of us who are priests do not take his place. But priests place themselves, or rather placed by Jesus, with their whole being, entirely at the service of the Lord's presence. We are by his side. We are useful to him. We are loved by him. And we love others through him. Pope Benedict XVI, in Sacramentum Caritatis, said this about priests. A priest is a docile instrument in the Lord's hands, a servant of others, a sign pointing to Christ. When you are ordained as priest, as you will be today, you must strive to be effective instruments of Christ. And the way to that is through docility, not only in the seminary the last many years, but throughout your lives as priests. Your bodily protestation in our celebration this morning symbolizes that docility, giving your entire self, body and soul, to the Lord. One time I read an image by an Orthodox bishop that in some way beautifully describes docility. He says that priests and ministers of the church, those of us who are deacons and bishops as well, are to be like a surgeon's glove. When a surgeon puts on his gloves and does his surgery, they are so light and so transparent that he doesn't even notice them. They don't get in the way. They are malleable. They are pliable. They are capable of being shaped and formed and even bent and folded. Those of us who offer our humanity, our persons to the Lord in the sacrament of holy ordination are called to be docile in that same way. Jesus is the one mediator in the church. Union with him is our vocation. Through ordination, you will become a new creation, As St. Augustine said, God inhabits you. But it's the Lord and His ministry and His priesthood that you share. It's not your own. There's to be no room in your life for autonomy, making rules for yourselves. Your lives are not about self-realization, although that's what people say our life should be about these days. Your vocation is not about your ability. It's about your availability to the Lord and His love for His people. In today's gospel, Jesus put it in a way we have heard many times. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. And my Father will honor whoever serves me. Saint Gregory the Great, one of our popes, once admonished priests with these words. If the priest does not bind himself fast with the chains of longing love for the Creator, his tongue withers up. Your effectiveness entirely depends on your union with our Savior, the Good Shepherd, whom you represent. My dear brothers, today, in just a few moments, in the sacrament of ordination, the Lord Jesus will, in a new way, bind you to Himself with chains of loving, longing love that we can't imagine. Through the permanent seal of the Sacrament of Holy Orders, you become the icons of Christ, His instrument, His presence in the church today. As St. Paul reminds us in the first and second reading, keep watch of yourselves. Live in a manner worthy of the call that you have received. Let the Lord bring to completion the good work He begins in you today.